This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. It happens every session. Lawmakers, seeing the $250 million price tag on TOPS, look for ways to tweak the college scholarship program. This time, they might succeed.
By establishing a baseline tuition, future tuition increases will not be reflected in the state budget. This will allow the legislature to do a better job predicting the overall cost.
Senate Finance Committee Chairman Jack Donahue is the author of Senate Bill 48, which will uncouple TOPS from college and university tuition increases. The co-author is Senate Education Chairman Conrad Appel.
We've got to maintain TOPS for the future. I mean, we've got to control the exponential growth of costs.
So why does this proposal have a chance when every other effort to tame TOPS has failed? This one has the backing of Phyllis Taylor, widow of Patrick F. Taylor, for whom the program is named. Phyllis Taylor has regularly opposed any efforts to limit the tuition awards. What changed her mind this time?
The state of Louisiana is definitely facing financial constraints. So it was incumbent upon us, I believe, to try to figure out a way that would preserve TOPS.
Taylor says she's still going to keep a watchful eye on the program.
The Patrick F. Taylor Foundation will continue to monitor the program and to seek increases in those times when tuition is raised.
The Board of Regents and all the state's higher education boards are backing this bill. But what about the governor?
We have spoken with the governor and his staff about this. They've asked questions, and we wait now for his determination.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.